Reverend Wilson asked the question, what child is this? What child is it that we are expecting? What child is it that we receive? What child is it that we celebrate in his birth again today? It is a child of great wonder, a child of great power, a child of great expectation, a child who would come and grow and live and die and be raised from the dead so that we might never fear sin and death again. This child was the child that was spoken of to Mary. I invite you, if you have your Bible, to turn to the Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to St. Luke chapter 1. I'll be reading verses 26 through 35. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said unto her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" And the angel said unto her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore the child to be born will be holy. He will be called the Son of God." He will be called holy, the Son of God. The Holy Spirit will come upon you. The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be holy. I'm not surprised that Mary was perplexed by these words. I'm not surprised that she pondered them in her heart. I'm not surprised that she was a bit stunned by this message. It's not something that you expect to happen every single day. It's not something that happens every day to me. Angels don't come down and say, "Hey, this is about to happen to you." No. Here she is, a virgin, a young girl, just on the cusp of being able to conceive, engaged to be married, and an angel comes and speaks a word which ordinarily would have brought disaster. "You're gonna conceive and bear a son. I'm not yet married. How can this happen to me? I'm still a virgin," she said. And the words that came next were words that gave her, I imagine, I hope and pray, a sense of hope and peace that enabled her to say yes to the call the angel was making. For the angel said, "The Holy Spirit will overshadow you." The word here, overshadow, is a very important word in the Greek language in which Luke was written. It is a word also that is echoes a word from the Greek translation of the Old Testament in Exodus chapter 40, verses 31 through 35. And here's a translation of that. "And Moses was not able to enter into the tabernacle of testimony because the cloud overshadowed it, and the tabernacle was filled with the glory of the Lord. The same word, overshadowed, which in Greek is episkazen, the same word in Greek is used for the tabernacle in the wilderness when the cloud came of God's presence that symbolized God's presence came and descended upon the tabernacle in the wilderness, and Moses could not enter it because the glory of God filled it and surrounded it and overshadowed it. In that time and in that place, that word, which is used in the translation of the Old Testament into Greek, is also used here in Luke's Gospel in Greek to speak about how the Holy Spirit would overshadow Mary. In other words, that same power, that same glory, that same majesty that came and descended upon and filled the tabernacle in the wilderness where the Ark of the Covenant was, that same glory, that same majesty, that same almightiness of God, which came and descended upon and overshadowed the tabernacle in the wilderness where the Ark of the Covenant was, came and overshadowed Mary. And in her womb, because she said, "Let it be unto me according to what you have said," in her womb was conceived by a miraculous act of the Holy Spirit this wonderful child. The passage that Patrick read, I loved his translation. But the passage that he read in my translation speaks similarly: Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. The Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace, the Son of God in human flesh, was conceived in Mary's womb when the power of the Most High came upon and overshadowed her. That word overshadowed is an interesting one. It speaks about God's power to cover, God's power to shield in such a way that a shadow is cast, God's power to conceal in such a way that what is concealed is hidden from the outside, is hidden from the effects of the outside, or so that what is inside is hidden totally and unseen and unaffected. Mary was overshadowed so that within her could be conceived and born the Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father of Love, the Prince of Peace. I'm not surprised she was perplexed and amazed. I'm not surprised, because I believe that each and every one of us would be too. And my brothers and sisters in Christ, each and every one of us has the same opportunity today to receive into ourselves, through the overshadowing of the Holy Spirit, the love and the life, the power and the presence of God Almighty, the love and the power and the might and the grace and the peace and the presence of Jesus Christ our Lord, that child born in Bethlehem of Judea over 2,000 years ago, can be born anew in us. If only we say yes. Mary's words, which follow the pronouncement of the angel to her, are very powerful and profound. Hear them. Mary said, "Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." That, my brothers and sisters, should be our answer tonight. What child is it that we awake to receive? By faith? The wonderful counselor, the mighty God, the everlasting Father of love, the Prince of Peace, he comes when we say yes. When we say yes and receive him by faith into our lives. Say yes as Mary did. Say yes and allow the power of the Most High to overshadow your sin, to overshadow your weakness, to overshadow your imperfection, to overshadow all that separates you from God. Allow the power of the Most High to come and to overshadow you and make your heart and your life a tabernacle fit for the Christ child to come. Say yes, as Mary did, and receive by faith the love of God, so that, like Mary, we can share that love with all the world. In this Christmas season, on this Christmas day, say yes to the Christ child and share him with all whom you meet. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.